This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine pushed back Sunday at what its foreign minister called apocalyptic predictions over a potential Russian invasion after officials in the United States sounded dire warnings that Moscow has stepped up its preparations for a major incursion. U.S. officials said the Kremlin has assembled more than 100,000 troops along the border with its pro-Western neighbor, but intelligence assessments have not determined if Russian President Vladimir Putin has actually decided to invade. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Fox News Sunday.
We are in the window. Any day now, Russia could take military action against Ukraine, or it could be a couple of weeks from now, or Russia could choose to take the diplomatic path instead. The key thing is that the United States needs to be and is prepared for any of those contingencies in lockstep with our allies and partners.
Russia denies it is planning an incursion. The United States Sunday criticized China's choice of an ethnic Uyghur to carry the Olympic torch, calling it an effort by Beijing to distract from the mistreatment of the minority group. The appearance Friday of a 20-year-old cross-country skier from Xinjiang as the final torchbearer thrust her and the Uyghur question squarely onto the world stage. China's ruling Communist Party has been accused of widespread human rights abuses against the mostly Muslim minority from the far northwestern region of Xinjiang. Mexican authorities Sunday cleared a makeshift camp in the north of the country where hundreds of migrants heading towards the U.S. border had been holding out for more than a year in what rights organizations criticized as deplorable conditions. Nearly 400 migrants have been transferred by bus to three different shelters near the border city of Tijuana, where they can remain indefinitely, said the city's mayor. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people marched through central Athens Sunday to protest what they say are Greece's pushbacks of migrants and refugees at the border with Turkey. The marchers carried an inflatable boat like those migrants used to cross the sea from Turkey and a banner saying, quote, stop pushbacks, stop border violence, end quote. The protest followed a similar one Saturday in Istanbul, organized by Turkish humanitarian groups who marched to the Greek consulate to protest the recent deaths of 19 migrants near Turkey's border with Greece. The African Union has condemned a recent wave of military coups that has seen an unprecedented number of member states suspended from the bloc, a senior official said Sunday, the last day of its annual summit. The coups were among the main issues expected to be discussed at the summit, along with the AU's ties to Israel and its response to a grinding war in the north of host country Ethiopia. Less than 2 weeks before the summit began, Saturday, Burkina Faso became the fourth country to be suspended by the AU after disgruntled soldiers toppled President Marc Christian Kabore. Guinea, Mali, and Sudan are also currently suspended. Addressing African foreign ministers ahead of the summit, the chair of the African Union Commission denounced a worrying resurgence of such military coups. Honduran President Xiomara Castro has tested positive for COVID-19, she said Sunday, adding that she has mild symptoms and will be working in isolation. Castro put the left back in power 12 years after her husband was ousted in a coup. She was sworn into office in late January. Castro said on Twitter that an earlier test had been negative. Prince Charles thanked his mother, Queen Elizabeth, Sunday for publicly stating her desire that his wife, Camilla, becomes queen consort when he becomes king, acknowledging the honor on the 70-year anniversary of her accession to the British throne. The request follows an earlier time when Camilla was vilified by the tabloid press for the breakdown of Charles's marriage to his first wife, Princess Diana. The 95-year-old queen had made her thoughts known Saturday, saying it was her sincere wish that when the day comes, Camilla would be known as queen consort. Charles made the comment Sunday when he led tributes to the 95-year-old monarch as she passed a milestone never reached by any of her predecessors in 1,000 years. A cyclone killed at least 10 people in southeastern Madagascar, the second to hit the Indian Ocean island in just 2 weeks, triggering floods, bringing down buildings, and cutting power, officials said Sunday. One of the worst-hit towns was Nosy Varika on the east coast, where almost 90